Your world is now fractured, as we are sure you have noticed, but it is encouraging you to bring your focus to the present moment and to yourself in the present moment, so that that relationship is the truly important one, your relationship with yourself and the moment in which you are living. This is how power is going to be built in that kind of interaction. We are certainly not saying that there are not things in the world that are upsetting or frightening or in some ways positive, and certainly there is a lot of war going on. But this is a time when you must know about that without actually entering all of that. The places where you do not have power, do not enter. You can send energy to things you want to support and to things that you want to enable and to become real. But the truth of it is that relationship between yourself in the moment where you want to spend most of your energy. You, of course, are being altered to be able to serve in a time that is altered. So much has been altered because it is necessary. The beings on the planet can only go so far without going over the edge. And so that means adaptations must be made in people, not simply in the, for instance, in the environment, which is very important, we understand, but to go on, changes must be made in people. And that is why we want you to remember that relationship between the moment you are in and who you are. If you remember that, then in a way you make it easier for us to help you open to places where you really need to go. And it will be easier for you to see those places as they begin to manifest. But you cannot press forward on that on your own, and you cannot rush it. It is a time of immense change, and you are a part of it. And that change is happening in you as well as in everything else. So, in remembering that relationship, you are also remembering the position that you need to be holding in order to work with the universe and what it is doing in your world and around your world. So, let us begin to breathe easily and deeply. Feel the golden light above you and feel that light pouring into your body, opening your crown, cleansing your third eye, flowing into your throat center. Into your heart, into your solar plexus, your second center, and your root. Feel each of these things touched and made clean and light. and feel your energy begin to rise, to come up through your body, out of your crown, into the night sky. And as you feel the wind on your face, and you see the beauty of the lights in the sky and all that they represent, see also the path that is open to you. Step onto the path and let the path begin to draw you upward without effort. And feel that you become lighter as you move higher. Feel that the energy through which you are moving is specifically for you. Even the air contains what you need. And continue upward until you meet your teacher. Spend this time with your teacher. know that your teacher has a gift for you, and resting your mind, know that gift. Thank the teacher who has come to be with you and has given you this gift, and receive the teacher's blessing. Come down your path, take in all that you need from the energy on your path and around it. Refresh and restore. Heal. Find comfort here and take that comfort into your heart. Coming back into the room above the circle as a gift and a service. Find a gift or a message for each one who sits here with you. Thank you. When you found your messages, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.